It's time to save on your faves at Big Lots. Now through July 17th, you'll get a $10 Big Lots gift card by mail when you spend $30 on favorites like Tide, Gain, Dawn, and Febreze. Stop by and save today.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Third and goal. Rodgers throws, finds Adams for a Packers touchdown. Williams in motion, ninth play there of the drive. Rodgers, Sternberger, touchdown. Nobody back for the Texans. Carter, the return man, was heading up towards the line of scrimmage. And it allows the Packers to doubt it. Rodgers looking, throws, end zone, touchdown. Watson looking to throw to the end zone, touchdown. David Johnson. Third down and four. As Rodgers throws, it's Adams, makes the catch, and will take it in for his second touchdown today, 45 yards. First and goal, Williams, touchdown. Third and goal from the six. Watson throws. This time the catch is made for Fuller, and he crosses the plane for a Texans touchdown. From the Green Bay 47. Watson over the middle, David Johnson, ball comes loose. And the Packers have it, recovered by Adrian Amos.
JJ, we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Got to get better.
JJ, as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, state of the team right now, as far as holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, JJ, how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
Sports, 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 sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people feel the way JJ does. Boy, I didn't even know there were that many Texans highlights yesterday. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Comment there. And hear what goes on during the breaks. Sometimes we talk and sometimes we don't. And it's a Monday. It's going to feel like a lot of other Mondays for the rest of the season. Feels like pretty much every other Monday except for one when it comes to your beloved Texans.
And even then, it didn't feel that
good. No, because it was the Jags.
That's just a slump buster. That's like, oh, well, it was nice. I got some, but it was a great, big, disgusting fat girl. And, you know, but hey, got mine. Yay. That's the Jags. That's what happens when you play the Jags.
Oh, man. So, how was your weekend?
Fair enough. It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had last week was my worst betting weekend of the year. This week was my best by far.
I had a pretty good betting weekend, too. Saturday, especially. I smashed college football. Yesterday, I pushed around money. Ended up slightly up. I would have been way up had the Cleveland Browns kicker made an extra point.
Yeah, that got a lot of people.
That was my biggest bet of the NFL season so far.
Mine was on the
it
East.
Pushed.
Mine, I was helped by a kicker on the other end because I had the Steelers was my biggest bet of the year.
I was pretty heavy
and
on them, too.
Cincinnati was my biggest college football bet of the year. I had about 8 minutes of sweat in that one. So it was good. And actually, I'm 4-for-4 in our pool with Eric going into the game tonight. I have the Bears.
Okay. I would have been 5-for-5 this week if not for that extra point. So good luck to you.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't bet the amount we put in the pool on the Rams just to pay for my entry for the year. Because it's a two-week carryover, so I'll get a few bucks. And I'll have other chances to win.
Two-week carryover, but I think you're splitting it with somebody if you do win.
Okay. So it's probably not worth doing.
Might not be.
Yeah.
So you're getting 1 week's payoff because it's split between two people this week.
Okay. Yeah, it's not worth spending money on it. But Saturday, I shout out to Little Woodrow's and Ido. We went there Saturday to watch the fights.
What's up, Little Woodrow's?
And
shout out.
It stayed for the UH game. But you know how I always talk about how bars need to do it right?
Mm-hmm.
So temperature check to get in. And obviously for the fight, there was a pretty big crowd. But everything was spaced out. And when they got to capacity, they would not let anyone in unless they already had a seat saved for them at a table.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, everybody, and it was comfortable. Everybody was wearing their mask when they weren't at their tables. So it just that's how I think we have to do stuff. And they did it great. And plus, the fights were, I had a blast watching the fights, man. There were some good fights on that card. There were some
good fights.
So, and, yeah, there were a couple of nice knockouts. It's like, oh, this is great. So it was a good day to be outside too. So that's pretty much it. A lot of drinking. But and somebody, hey, I may have missed it last week. Where will y'all be at on Beaumont on Friday? We will be at the 500 Golf, which is where
last time we were in Beaumont. That's where we're at.
Yeah, so we'll be there Friday. Josh will be there. It'll be a lot of fun. So,
yes, sir.
Looking forward to getting back out and looking forward to getting back to Beaumont. So both positives. All right, we put off the Texans long enough. But it's time. If they can get anything for anybody on that roster, they need to be dealing. I mean, that's the only positive out of that game yesterday. Well, there were two positives. You know what? They were pretty good on special teams except for that punt play. No, she didn't play the blocked field goal. I mean, the block punt, come on, Aaron. But once Bradley Roby went out, there's really nobody else that can guard Devontae Adams, even double-team him maybe. This team is so bad. And guess what? Trading Bernardrick McKinney or Zach Cunningham or fill in the blank ain't going to make that defense worse.
No.
I mean, they're a joke.
Yeah, and Zach Cunningham's so bad. So bad. John, when I did the morning show today, I'm doing a lot of radio today. John and I were talking though about, you know, Deshaun and what's different this year from last year. And it's like, well, you got to remember they lost their best offensive and defensive players last year. They lost DeAndre Hopkins. They lost DJ Reader. And John said, I don't know that DJ Reader was their best guy last year. He's like, I think it was maybe Zach Cunningham. And I was like, well, do you think maybe Zach Cunningham was helped out by having DJ Reader in front of him? Because Zach Cunningham went from looking like a guy they wanted to pay to looking like a guy who has no business being on an NFL field. I think DJ Reader had something to do with that.
Yeah, well, I remember us having the same conversation. And then I went and actually looked up his Pro Football Focus numbers. And, yeah, he was their best defensive player last year.
DJ Reader was.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Because my immediate reaction was the same thing. I don't know if I would have said Cunningham, but, you know, when you look at it, who's playing well on that defense?
That's another discussion, and John brought this up. He said, who is outperforming their contract right now? Like what's look at everybody, what salary they're making for this year. Who's outperforming it? And I said, well, Tyrell Adams.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's the only guy on the team.
I mean, he finally got a penalty, but Tunsil's playing really well, but he's paid to play really well.
Right.
Other than that, there's just not a lot of positives. Bradley Roby has played well, and boy, did you see the difference when he got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's played well for him, and I think he's worth the money. That's about as far as I'm going to go.
Safety, where we thought they had a strength coming into the year, Justin Reed and Eric Murray. You can call him Justin Murray or Eric Reed, either way.
Yeah, I mean, they're the same garbage.
It's a different version of the same guy, and they're both horrible. Putting Eric Murray in, but it's something that we talked about earlier. This coaching staff, and I understand that, you know, maybe we're not gonna end up knowing if that Anthony Weaver's a good coach or he just doesn't have good player. We may never know. Anthony Weaver may be fired by the end of the year. And the fact that he lined up Eric Murray in press coverage against Davante Adams, that told me enough to know that this guy's in over his head. He's in over his head. And why the Texans, why they insist on playing man all the time when they don't have any players who are good enough to play in man? Like, I don't understand why they think they can do this.
Yeah, Roby can, but that's one guy.
Well, but once he was off the field,
yeah. And that's nobody.
And really, he can't.
You have to adjust. You have
even
to.
Roby can't play man against Devontae. He's not playing man against like elite guys.
Well, they have put him on every number one receiver pretty much this year.
Well,
so no, I mean, it looks like he's dead now anyway, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I think if somebody called and offered me anything for anybody on that roster except for the two guys we talked about last week,
yep, any draft pick. And honestly, that, you know who's in that group now? Titus Howard. Max Sharping. Like, you can have those guys. Max Sharping can't even get on the field now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Remember when everyone's so excited about Max Sharping, what a sharp draft pick that was?
Well, he played really well last year. What happened this year? But
the fact that Senio Kelemete is even on the field, that tells you all you need to know about Max Sharping's development.
I would tend to keep Howard because I think when you get a real offensive line coach in here, he's going to make a difference. Plus, he's cheap, you know. And
he can play inside if he has to, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you do keep him. Well, you know what? If they offered a second, who wouldn't in the second round, right? If they offered
he was a first rounder.
Howard was the first rounder.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd trade him for a second rounder if someone offered it.
I probably would not, but it only depends if I can't get anything for any of the other guys.
Yeah.
If I've already picked up a second round pick somewhere, I'd probably say no.
Okay.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, we had some man calls after Roby went out, they didn't always work the way we anticipated that they were going to work. Some of them were zone calls. You know, we played some zone, and they were still able to get deep against some of the zone calls as well.
That's a lie. I didn't see any zone. I just saw your guys getting beat and guys out of position. And
it may have been zone, and they were so out of position it looked like man.
I'll know by Wednesday. But right now, I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt. Sorry, Romeo. You haven't earned that.
Dallas Longhorn. Hey guys, who can the Cowboys sell for draft picks? Obviously, time to rebuild, right? I don't think the Cowboys will because they can still win that division. It's the worst division ever. That would be worth something, right? I think they're just going to have to. You know, there's no way Jerry's selling off.
I don't know. It wouldn't shock me.
I can't see it.
Like if I don't know if if someone offered good money, or I mean a good draft pick and another player for Amari Cooper, nobody's doing that?
I don't think anybody is.
Man. I mean, if people traded for Stephon Diggs, first rounder, Amari Cooper's younger than Diggs.
Yeah. Already been moved once, though. You kind of wonder.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think the Cowboys are going to be trying to buy. You brought up something on Twitch, though, that I wanted to get to. Like, how is a team that has Deshaun Watson at quarterback 1-6?
Listen, and that this is where you, if you're a franchise quarterback, you're supposed to be a franchise changer. You're supposed to be able to overcome things, and even if the rest of your team's not great, you're still going to keep them competitive because that's how great you are. And the one thing I'll say is Matt Ryan's in the same boat. Matt Ryan's got the same record. Matt Ryan's a former MVP, went to a Super Bowl. The difference between them, though, Matt Ryan, those Falcons, in every game, they're competing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you feel any better because you're 1-6. Competing isn't exactly like, oh, all right. But it's like Matt Ryan is doing everything he can, and, you know, he's being failed. Deshaun Watson, like, Deshaun Watson's not playing first halves that make you go, they really want to win this game. The one time they did it was Pittsburgh, and then they fell asleep in the second. That's not true. Tennessee, they were competitive the entire way through that game.
Yeah.
Deshaun played well in the first half, well in the second half. Deshaun played well in the first half against Pittsburgh. Pretty much everything else Deshaun's done this year has been garbage time stat filling. It's fluff. And this isn't me saying Deshaun's to blame for the Texans being 1-6, but they're still 1-6 with him playing, you know, and if you think he's playing well, they're 1-6 with him playing well. That's concerning.
How often, and okay, let's throw out injuries like when Peyton Manning got hurt, but how often with teams with franchise quarterbacks are healthy, have gone 1-6? Or started even, you know, this poorly, even 2-5. When does that happen?
It doesn't. And the fact that it's happening to two guys that we consider pretty high-end quarterbacks this season, it's scary. But to me, it's even scarier for the Texans because Matt Ryan's got an expiration date on him.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, I still think Matt Ryan's better than most guys in the league. He's still a top 10 quarterback in the league, in my opinion. For how much longer? I don't know. Deshaun, you assume he's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league for the next, you hope, 5-6 years, right?
At least. Yeah. I mean, theoretically, they're hoping for closer to 8 years.
But you're right. It doesn't happen. If you've got a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, you don't go 1-6. And I mean, luckily for them, they've got the Jags next. And that'll fix a lot. I mean,
well, it'll be a win, most likely.
Between the bye week and that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't possibly feel great about the direction of your franchise. And we talked about this for a long time with the Texans when Matt Schaub was here, and we were like, man, they've got such a good roster. If they were better at quarterback, this thing could really take off. And now it's the exact opposite. And I don't know what's worse. I guess right now feels pretty dismal because you, like, at least when you're just that one guy away, you can go out and you can take a swing on a guy like Brock Osweiler.
Right.
Or something. It doesn't work,
right.
But you're
at least you're out there battling.
Yeah. Now, you really need a complete roster overhaul. And you're going to have to completely overhaul your roster while you've got a quarterback taking up 20% of the salary cap and a left tackle taking up 12 more. I mean, it's
in a time when the salary cap's going to be flat at best because of the COVID.
Yes.
But
it is a horrible, horrible situation that they're in. And you've said before, if they get the right guys in, they can fix it.
But that's the thing. I don't know that I trust them to get me the right guys. But if they do, yeah, you can fix it pretty quickly. It's just, yeah, because, I mean, there's complete roster overhauls, and then there's overhauling two or three groups at once that are really bad that can get you back into a decent spot. But again, it's going to take somebody who knows what they're doing. And I don't know that.
I think that there are guys, J.J. Watt's one, Will Fuller is one. I think you got to keep Brandon Cooks because, I mean, he's at least decent, and you gave up a second rounder for him. You need to get more than seven games out of the guy. But Randall Cobb, Kenny Stills, these are guys. If I didn't say Will Fuller, I need to say him again. But
yeah,
these are guys who can get you can get at least something for them. Will Fuller and J.J. Watt, I do believe you can get at least a second round pick for. They can help a team. A contending team could be helped right now by those guys. Maybe you get a third for Will Fuller. Fine, so be it. Those guys should go. I get it. It's especially with J.J., there's controversy because he's been such a great part of the team for so long, great guy in the community. The truth is you're doing him a favor. You're doing him a favor. Like, you've got to start acquiring draft capital. You have to.
And, I love the guy. He's going to go down as the greatest Texan, I think. And I don't know that it's going to be a while before somebody eclipses him. But you're right. You'd be doing him a favor. If you send him to Green Bay where he's got a chance to win, or Pittsburgh where he's got a chance to win and can play with his brothers. And who knows? I mean, if you're the Texans, maybe there's more than one team interested. Maybe you can scam a late round first out of it. But, you know, if you get a second, great. And you thank him for everything he's done for the city and the team, and you reward him by sending him someplace where he has a chance to win. So, I mean, and because I don't think it's happening next year for you.
No.
I'm more optimistic that you can be more competitive next year. But by the time this team is good enough to really contend.
Well, let's face it. You can't be much less competitive than they are right now.
Right. By the time this team would be ready to contend for anything important, JJ is
going to be gone. Gone.
Yeah.
He'll be gone.
So get him someplace.
And Will Fuller will be gone.
Yeah. The one cool thing is Fuller stayed healthy. So you've got a chance to get rid of him now.
Yes.
Before you play another game. Hopefully he doesn't practice any time between now and the trade deadline.
Trading Will Fuller now is the equivalent of taking your car to get inspected. Like, the check engine light in your car is always on, and for whatever reason, it's not on right now. You go take it to get inspected, and they're like, oh, you passed inspection.
Yep.
Boom! And then as soon as you leave the Jiffy Lube, it's like, bing! Check engine light comes back, and you're like, damn it. But, hey, you got it done. You got through there. Way to go. Not your problem for another year. That's what it is. You got to get rid of him while there's actual value on him, because the last thing the Texans need to do is lock Will Fuller up to a long-term deal. And it's right now, again, a Super Bowl contending team can look at Will Fuller and go, you know what? That could help us. We could use that guy.
Not only that, though, but a team like the Patriots is probably looking and going, hey, we still think we can turn this around. Yeah. We need a receiver. So that, yeah, there'd be a market for him. And that's the thing. This is what worries me about not having a GM right now, though. A good GM is going to basically pitch these teams against each other to get the price up. And I don't really see that happening. But it would be smart of the organization to make some serious moves. Just do we trust them to make the right moves? And to me, the right move is trading any of these guys. Like I did the whole article I did last week. There's probably about 10 names on the list. You could trade every single one of them, you would. You bring up your practice squad, yep. You sign some guys off the street. And it's not, your defense is not going to be any worse than what it is.
And even if it is, who cares?
And there's one more guy that I think it's time to pull the plug on, even though he had a touchdown yesterday. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And can we all agree that the David Johnson thing didn't work? I mean,
David Johnson's so bad.
Wouldn't it be fitting if that was his last play as running back for this team, the way he fumbled the ball after the onside kick?
Is there a worse starting running back in the NFL today?
I don't know. What are the Jets guys doing? It'd have to be somebody there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about as far as I can go. Whoever's playing for the Jets at the moment
You know what, though? Like LaMichael Perine and Frank Gore, I'd take either one of those guys right now.
Yeah, probably would, too. But
and they're also significantly cheaper. I don't understand.
That's not going to matter because you can cut him this offseason. Right. Doesn't cost you
but
anything.
But here's something John and I were talking about. Why are you still carrying? Why are you still giving him the ball? Why not see Buddy Howell and see if he can play?
Why not give Duke Johnson the ball more often?
Yeah, because here's the thing. You're going to find out if either of those guys, Duke Johnson, Buddy Howell, CJ Procise, find out if any of those guys can be on your roster next year, if any of them are useful at all. That way, you instead of saying, okay, well, we got to replace every running back on the roster, like see if any of these guys can play. You're still going to need to go get a lead running back. But see if Buddy Howell can be a change of pace type guy, if he can be a number two running back. See if there's something there, because David Johnson, we know what he is. He's a 3 yard per carry guy. He's not good. He's not good, and he's not going to get any better. It's over for him.
I think we've seen enough of a sample size between what he had with the Cardinals last year and what he's doing this year to know what he is. And the guy just can't play anymore.
I know they desperately want him to do something so they can say, well, look, it wasn't that bad, the Hopkins trade. Look how good he's been. He's not. It's not going to happen. He's not getting better. He is not a good football player anymore. He's just not.
And there's no reason to just keep playing him because you don't want to look stupid because of the trade, because you got rid of the guy who made the trade.
No. And you know what there's definitely no reason to ever do? Hand the ball off to him two plays in a row. The only time you should do that is if you're up 20 points. And guess what? The Texans ain't going to be this year. Up 20 points. When you're in a game with the Packers, it wasn't even a blowout yet. You're handing it off two in a row to David Johnson. What are we doing?
Yeah. Can I bitch about one more thing? And I wrote this in my recap yesterday. 7 games this year. You know how many touchdowns the Texans have scored on the first drive?
0.
You know how many they scored all of last year?
0?
1. And it was week 17 against the Titans.
Okay.
With McCarron playing quarterback.
That a boy, AJ.
That's unacceptable. I mean, that's not even something a bad team does. And, you know, most of that's still on Bill O'Brien, but we also don't want to forget the fact that it's not like you're going to get tons better coaching than what you were getting.
No.
Because it's all his hand-picked cats. And they're not very good. I mean, you still have the same offensive line coach that you've had for years. You know, Kelly's calling the same plays. Is it better? A little bit. But is it going to be appreciably better? Not until you get a new staff in here and get some new guys. I mean, that's the whole thing. When you talk about revamping your roster, you got to revamp this whole coaching staff, too.
Agreed.
And that's, you can't do that in season. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's try Corey.
What's up? Sports, guys.
Sports, Corey. What's up, man?
Hey, quick comment and then a question. One of y'all mentioned getting rid of Will Fuller. I think that's a really smart decision. He's a good player. He's been injury prone. I think when you're kind of rebuilding right now, someone's going to give you something for that. Like you said, a contender, real smart move. My question is, I'm a Colts fan. With the deadline coming up, who do you guys think is out there that may be a smart move for the Colts to acquire to kind of help Phillip Rivers out and kind of maybe extend the playoff hopes a little bit for the Colts? Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
I'll be honest. I heard that the Colts would maybe consider trying to go after Julio Jones. I don't know if the Falcons would do that. I think it'd be smart for the Falcons to do that. They've got Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's the long-term number one there.
Julio is one of those guys that when it stops for him, it's probably going to happen fast. I don't think
much like it did Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a steady decline. So yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
But I would say that's one guy, because obviously they know the Falcons are not going to contend this year. You know, the other option, I don't know if the Eagles will sell, but if they do, they'd probably be looking to sell DeSean Jackson.
I think they're in buy mode for the same reason the Cowboys will be.
They might be.
Because who are you scared of in that division? And, you know, it's still a big deal for them to try to win a division. I know they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, but if I'm any of those teams, especially those coaches want to keep their jobs, you're trying to win now. To me, the Eagles ought to be interested in a wide receiver.
One other guy that's an outside shot, and I know it would probably hinder the development of their quarterback, but I think A.J. Green is a guy that...
I know there's been a lot of talk of that, and again, that's a team, if you're a team like the Colts, that would make a ton of sense. But your price isn't going to be cheap, but, you know, that's okay. But, I mean, that's the kind of player that would make a big difference in your offense, although... You know, he might be already starting. I think that last injury, he doesn't look the same, man. He really doesn't. And maybe it comes back, but I'd be a little nervous about throwing away a lot of capital to get a guy like that.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Do you think we'll actually see a bunch of trades?
I don't think so. I think teams are going to be more cautious in COVID era. Like, I think that nobody's looking to bring in extra money. They're like, well, if we can do it, we can do it. But I worry that teams aren't going to be willing to.
I think.
Which would suck for the Texans, because they need to be
selling. Yeah, and it would give us something to talk about at least.
Yep.
And I would just add this. If I'm the Texans and I'm trading guys, I want all draft picks back. I'm not making a trade for a player.
Right.
Because there's nobody that's going to help me this year. Yeah, you know, there might be somebody that they like they did with P.J. Hall when they picked him up off of waivers. There may be some guy that's kind of, you know, sitting on the bench somewhere that they think they could develop that you take back as part of a deal, but you better be getting picks. And, yeah, you know, I think they've got to do something. And if they don't, I mean, and you know what? They won't do something because it makes too much sense. Because there are guys with value here that they could get rid of. And I mentioned it last week. There's so many offensive line injuries. You could trade Fulton. You could probably trade Kelamete,
yeah,
and get something for him. And then you got to get Max Sharping in there and figure out what the hell's going on there. You can't trade both those guys, but you could trade one of them, or Nick Martin. So it is a – yeah, I don't know. I think if they don't do something, it would be the Texan thing to do. So, oh, we still think we can win as many games as possible this year. What good does that do? Just make sure
you don't want to win as many games as possible.
All it's going to do is make the draft pick worse for the Dolphins.
It doesn't make anybody better.
Yeah. And so we're like, Watson is Andy Dalton. No, he's not.
No, stop it.
Yeah, look, because he's not Patrick Mahomes, he ain't Andy Dalton either. And you know, yeah, does he bear some blame for this? I think so. But, and a lot of people say, oh, the defense is horrible. The defense is horrible. But you know how they keep showing that Indiana play. My daughter was not happy Saturday night when she texted me about that game. But the whole problem is that defense can't be on the field that long. And when you get three and outs on offense and they have to go back out there, they're going to wear down because they just don't have enough talent. But if you can give them a break and actually have some nice long sustained drives, then they're still going to be bad, but they're not going to be a team that just can't stop anybody. So, you know, not all on the defense. It's one of those things where Bill O'Brien used to talk about complimentary football. That's kind of what it is. You know, if your offense is on the field a lot, your defense gets a break.
Yeah.
But there were too many times, and I would encourage you guys to watch this next time they play, where you've got a third down, you could easily move the chains and you make a stupid play call or something, or a stupid penalty, and it winds up being, you know, third and long, or you throw an incomplete pass and it goes right back to the other team. And that defense has got to trot back out there. Look at the body language on those guys when it happens. And just little plays like that over a course of a game can make a big difference. Because they did that against the Titans, and it kept them in the game. Even though the defense was worn down by the end of it, and really throughout the whole game. But at least the offense was able to keep up. And, yeah, if you're going to have Deshaun as your quarterback, you're going to ask him to win games for you. I don't think that's wrong.
No, that's why you're paying him, right? That's the point.
So yes, how pissed were you guys when you heard when the commenters kept saying the team has a lot of talent? They say that every week. They do every week. This team's got a lot of talent.
The Texans?
Yeah,
I don't think that they do. Who's really talented? I think Will Fuller is talented, but it's not something that's going to help the Texans long term. Obviously, I think Deshaun is talented.
Yeah.
Who else is really talented on that team? JJ. What are we talking?
Tunsil.
Okay.
We got about five guys, I think, is what we're going to get to. I would have said Justin Reed before this year.
There's a lot of guys. Justin Reed, Zach Cunningham, guys that you thought were better than they are. Coming in, like you assume they were going to be better, and they're just not good.
Bradley Roby.
Yeah. But, you know what? The truth of it is, if Bradley Roby's one of your top five guys, your team probably sucks.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. If on a really good team, he's probably a two-corner.
On this team, he's a number one. And really, when you look at what the rest of their corners are, if that's your one corner, that's like waiting until you're drafting your Madden team and you wait till round 20 to draft your first cornerback, and then you got a bunch of undrafted free agents playing out there. That's not a talented team. That's what I'm saying.
You can't blame Bradley Roby for the fact that the rest of the secondary is garbage.
I don't think Bradley Roby's a number one corner in the NFL. I think he doesn't suck. First of all, that's assuming he can stay healthy, which he has so far, knock on wood.
Until yesterday he had.
Right, and now here he goes again. But I don't know that he's a number one corner in the NFL. So if your team doesn't have a number one corner, I don't know that the Texans have a number one wide receiver. I think Will Fuller is borderline.
I'd be curious where he ranks in the PFF grades, because I think he's – I'd still rather him be a two.
Yeah.
But I think he's better than
they certainly don't have a number one running back.
No, and that you can fix in the draft, right? You can always find one in the third round if you're shrewd and smart. And
and depending on what you want to call JJ, they don't have any interior defensive line or real pass rusher. Whitney Mercilus had half a tackle yesterday. He had a sack, but it got taken away because they cheated with putting hands in the face. It's not allowed.
He's a pass rusher though, AJ.
Yeah. Big time.
All right, guys, there is a game tonight if you want to play. And I think Bears plus 5.5 is still the number. And you know where to go, mybookie.ag. That's where I did all my bets this weekend. That's where I was able to make up for last weekend's, not so good by hitting some big ones this weekend all on mybookie. And with mybookie, it's easy. When you bet, you win, and they pay you. A lot of these sites, that's not the case. Mybookie, you're going to get paid. And you want parlays, you want live betting. There was UFC over the weekend. You could have bet. It's all there, and you got the game tonight and football all week. So, you know what? You can still bet on the World Series because that's still going on. Easy deposits and withdrawals. Tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And get in on all the action with MyBookie. Especially that NFL game, you got it tonight. You still have plenty of time to sign up and get in there. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Again. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we talk about this a little bit, how statistics out of context can be misleading. You look at Deshaun Watson's just throwing line yesterday. 29 of 39 for 309. Two TDs, no picks. 114.2 rating. That's not his QBR. You just take that and say, wow, it's four straight games with 300 yards.
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown an interception in 2 weeks. And then you look at his QBR, and it kind of tells you when that stuff happened. That's,
yeah, I mean, it tells you
69.5.
It's fake news.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of, and that's been that way a lot this year, a lot of garbage time stats that when the game's on the line, then he hasn't been that great. Now, I think that'll change if they get the right coach in here. And that's now I feel like we're back to the old if Yao Ming's foot stays healthy thing.
Right.
If they get the right coach and GM in here, I think it'll be good for him and it'll be good for the franchise. They'll be able to do some things, but I don't know that I trust that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I'm seeing this was Brother Bear said this. Full disclosure, I'm a baseball fan first. However, I'm certain Sunday Night Football ratings smash Game 5 of the World Series in the Rona universe. Which sport is more trouble of declination, NBA or MLB? I mean, Sunday Night Football is always going to smash baseball.
Either one.
It's a World
yeah.
Series.
It's also going to smash the NBA.
And it was a good game. I mean, it's I don't know. I don't know which sport is in more trouble long-term, baseball or NBA, but I feel like they're kind of in the same mode. They're in the same – like, there was a time when – hell, when I was a kid, baseball was bigger than football. It's not anymore, and I don't think it ever will be again. And I think the NBA is in the same boat.
I mean, it'll never be neither one's ever going to be the NFL. But I think the NBA is more sustainable long-term, even if the Rona drags us out, because now they're getting back in bed with China and getting that China money again. And that's a whole market that they can, you know, they can dive into. Only baseball doesn't really have that. So I think... But I think we're going to see the long-term effects of this stupid virus are going to be some contractions in some of these leagues. And baseball, I think, could really be at risk if this drags on and on and on and on. So, which, who knows, man. I've given up on even trying to guess on when we might have normal things again. So... 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I don't think anybody's in trouble right now, but what if you have to bubble basketball again for the whole season?
That then it I mean, all of it becomes scary if that's what you got to do. That's it's hard to imagine that, because the TV ratings aren't what the NFL – in the NFL, there's no fans in their games. They're not losing money.
Right.
Because their TV...
Well, they're not making as much, but
right.
But it's not a losing
They're not
proposition
operating yet. in the red is what I mean. Because their TV money is so good. The TV money for baseball and basketball would dry up in a hurry if that continued, because clearly the ratings aren't what they have been historically. Like it's in a decline. So if they can't have fans in seats, They play fewer games every year. How do they maintain it? I don't see it.
Well, and I think the long term thing is also how many of these TV deals are going to be able to continue, because a lot of these places aren't going to be able to afford them. We already see the streaming, everything moving to streaming. I think the era of the mega TV deal might be at risk, to say the least. So. And Bill says, come on, Fred, I thought you were a positive non-pedo COVID news guy. This is sports, so I don't have to be Well, I have to be non-pedo. That goes without saying. But I don't have to be positive. I'll have positive Rona news for you later in the show. So stick with that. But I'm like a lot of people. I'm kind of, I think we need to be moving towards solutions for how to get, some fans back into these games and things like that. But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't trust anybody who's running things right now. So, as much as things are better here, well, the numbers around the country keep going up. And then you have all these people who get it that have basically a cough and they're fine. And it's like, man, then the people who get really sick from it, what do you do? What do you do? You sit back and you drink beer. That's what I do. Darren, go.
Hey, guys. So this is a no-brainer for me. Which sports league is in more trouble, baseball or the NBA? It's definitely baseball. When you just travel around the country, like you see way more basketball fans engage with the sport. I mean, the sport has much younger fans. It's more prevalent on social media. So people might not watch basketball the way they used to, like sitting down and watching the whole game, but they're taking clips. I barely see clips of baseball highlights. It's usually all basketball highlights, guys dunking. So I think baseball is the one that's going to be in trouble here in the future. So that's my thoughts.
All right. I mean, it felt like baseball was probably in worse shape than basketball pre-Rona.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and baseball is like newspapers. The people who like it are dying. That's an older generation. You've got that, and you've got kids like yours who play who are into it.
Yeah. Because I flipped back and forth yesterday because my son was into the game.
But for the most part, though, and that's it. It's not like they've created new fans in baseball over the last 15, 20 years. Jacob Tater says, if the Steelers beat the Ravens next week, will y'all start believing in them? Haven't we been?
I bet money on the Steelers.
I did too. We've been praising the Steelers for weeks.
Steelers,
man,
are very good at football.
Yeah. Not sure where that came from. And yeah. Cheshire Cat, no one likes basketball. Don't be no one guy. People do like it. That means you don't like it. That's where you that no one guy. Okay, there's a couple guys that
I will say I like basketball less than I probably ever have.
I do too. I you know what? I've gotten back into college basketball because UH has been good the last couple of years. But I care about them and the teams they play. It's not like I'm watching Syracuse games.
I watch a lot of college basketball, but if I didn't make money on it, I wouldn't.
All right. And somebody wants to know which TV ratings suffered worse. NBA was already struggling. I'd be interested to know how the World Series did against the game last night versus the NBA Finals game, which just got destroyed. I'm sure baseball did too, but
I'm sure.
I'm curious who had more. Aaron, that's something you could probably find. Who had more viewers, last night's game or that basketball game? All right, quick break.
I will say, watching the baseball game on Saturday, that game, I was like, oh, I'm having fun watching a baseball game. And if you watched that game, I don't know if you did. I mean, it was a fun game. Now, those are few and far between, but that was a good one.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it. So, all right, quick break to Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Save on your faves at Big Lots. With everything you need to keep your home sparkling, Big Lots is the one-stop shop for all your household essentials. Shop now through July 17th and you'll get a $10 Big Lots gift card by mail when you spend $30 on your favorites like Tide, Gain, Dawn, and Febreze. This offer won't last long, so stop by Big Lots today.